The recommendations aim to prevent a repeat of the March 14 IG report, which found nearly $800,000 in questionable spending by groups that help manage CFC activities. First, the task force wants those groups, called principal combined fund organizations, to reduce training costs. That includes using government buildings whenever possible, or at least avoiding high-cost metro areas like downtown D.C. Another recommendation is to trim the cost of appreciation events like award ceremonies. Keith Willingham is the CFC director.
The idea here is that the maximum amount of money possible go to charities that are raised through the CFC vehicle. So I think those are very solid recommendations.
Toward that end, the working group wants to make sure that any awards given to federal employees fall in line with ethics rules for gift giving. Willingham says that'll mean some real number crunching.
I think the idea is that some sort of calculation should be done along that vein, Lou. Most of the time, you know the attendance or people have RSVP'd or you have an idea of how many key workers or other folks that you want to recognize will be in attendance. So I think, there is a conscious effort that we're saying needs to be made to make sure that that is done.
The task force also recommends setting into stone a memo from OPM Director John Barry that bans combined fund organizations from spending CFC money on food, beverages, and entertainment. Barry issued the prohibition in March after the IG revealed the group spent thousands on tickets to baseball games, a jazz band, and even chair massages. The task force recommends changing CFC regulations to reflect the ban, but some worry doing that could hurt the overall cause. Lou Lewis is with the Heart of Alabama PCFO in Montgomery.
Light refreshments at our kickoff and awards events are important. If we codify this language as it stands, we will not even be able to go out and find sponsors for these events, if we could. So I think we need to be approach this a little bit carefully because those special events are important.
The working group also recommends the CFC beef up oversight of software acquisition and development. The OPM Inspector General questioned nearly $400,000 spent on application and licensing agreements. Willingham says the recommendation would bring uniformity to the way OPM keeps tabs on that money.
Each campaign can have a set of applications and computer equipment that, taken in the aggregate, could be very, very costly for the campaign. And so we want to put in a mechanism that gives OPM and the LFCCs an opportunity to evaluate that at a more close level.
In that spirit, the task force recommends that OPM determine relevant benchmarks for software costs. The results would be used to set standards for future licensing agreements. Willingham says other recommendations focus on whether it's legal for local federal coordinating committees, which are federal entities, to sign certain memos of understanding with PCFOs.
I think for that, the thinking there was that, at least in my experience, is that the government usually contracts for services that it wants. Rarely do you see something less than a contract vehicle. Right now, the CFC operations have been operating with MOUs between the government and outside parties, or PCFOs in this case. And so the committee members thought that that should be looked at as whether that is really a way to bind the LFCCs and PCFOs. Now, a lot goes into that discussion, but the takeaway there was that a contract would give a little bit more teeth to oversight, overall oversight, if a contract was in place versus an MOU.
The CFC 50 Commission hopes to put its report up for a vote by members in coming weeks. The goal is to release the final report within 45 days. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.